Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, so let's look at this from the Ole Miss side of things with Michael Borky, Sports Talk Mississippi, the Rebel Report podcast, and just all around nice guy. Very misunderstood is Michael Borky.
Misunderstood.
Oh, yeah,
what is the misunderstanding?
They hate you. I'm always taking up for you.
Why?
Why? Because you're well. You know why.
But it shouldn't be that way.
Have you been around this country the last few months? All right. Get labeled. Man. That's what you are. So
I understand message board said there was only one time where a message board poster took it like five steps too far.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I understand.
There you know. Go. All right. Ole Miss basketball this year. You know, when they lost to Memphis a few weeks back, I was very interested to see how they would start SEC play. Because, and we talked about it on the show, like when they make shots, they're tough to beat. But when they don't, they can be in trouble. They've made shots these first four games. They've been able to play really good offense. But they've also played really good defense in that time. And it was really encapsulated in what they did in Tuscaloosa. They harassed that Alabama team. That's an Alabama team that averages close to 90 a game. And they held them to what, 64? That's one of the best performances in Ole Miss basketball history that we just saw Tuesday night. Where is this team right now? They've got to be riding a high right this second.
Got to be riding a high. And it's defense that's really carrying them. And that is, I don't know if I should say that I'm surprised that defense is carrying them, considering, you know, it's the kind of the style of play that Chris Beard wants to play. And then he brings in Mark Adams, who is a defensive expert, and then they start playing better defense. 1 + 1 = 2. But doing it without a true, like, dominating big is what is impressive. Now, don't get me wrong. Malik Dia was dominating, and he is 6'9", 240 pounds. But they don't have, like, that 7'2" shot blocker, just like this gigantic guy in the middle that alters every shot. They're doing it with great defense from their guards, and they're disrupting passing lanes, and they're really good at anticipating what their opponent's going to do. But like Sears, you mentioned Alabama. Sears was, forgive my language, he was in hell all night because of Padula and Matt Morrell, and they would not let him get anything
family
at all.
Family program, Borky. What are we doing here?
I know.
You're going to get emails again.
But that's what it is. I mean, defense is carrying them. They're forcing turnovers. All four of their SEC opponents have shot below their season average against Ole Miss. They are a top 15 team in the country in forcing turnovers. Their turnover margin is one of the better ones in the country. And that's why they're 4-0. That's why they were able to beat Alabama. They're rarely, if ever, giving up like a clean look because of a missed assignment or a bad rotation. It's a bunch of guys that clearly know what they're supposed to be doing and are confident in what they're doing. And as a result, they're 4-0 in league play.
And you mentioned turnovers, and Ole Miss really good at creating them. Mississippi State really good at not having them. Now, this game against Auburn was really the first game where State wasn't on the good side of assist to turnover ratio. Is that where we got to look at for this game? If Ole Miss can create turnovers, they're probably going to win. If State protects the basketball, they're probably going to win.
And turnover margin is going to be huge because Ole Miss also protects the basketball well as well. So they're good at not turning it over, and they create turnovers. And that'll be the thing, right? That is, quite frankly, they go through stretches offensively where they can't buy a basket. And the only thing that has kept them in these games is because they're limiting possessions, they're limiting shots from their opponents, they're forcing those turnovers. That they went on a six-minute scoring drought against LSU. Through 5 minutes in Tuscaloosa, they were down two. They only scored 2 points. So they go through these weird stretches without scoring, but the only thing keeping them in these games is they're forcing turnovers, and that really helps them offensively as well, is getting out in fast break and getting easy looks at the basket. So if Mississippi State's going to protect the basketball, it'll be really tough for Ole Miss because they have not had a consistent scoring offensive game since they played Louisville earlier this year. I mean, definitely not in SEC play. So protecting the basketball is paramount for Mississippi State. If they don't turn it over, if they have five turnovers in this game, they're winning.
Yeah. It's been a tough year for Matthew Morrell, one of the best players in the SEC, but he's battled some injuries this year. Is he starting to come back into form a little bit? Are you starting to see the real Matthew Morrell these past couple games?
Yeah, and what's interesting is he's fitting into a role that is working, but it's not the one that you expected him to have. You figured he'd be like the high volume shooter, the guy that they would lean on for points. What he's doing is he's kind of facilitating offense. He's being patient. He's not taking many shots. He's not a high volume shooter for this team. What he's doing is playing great defense. I mean, that is really where he has shined lately. Physically, he is back to 100%. There was, I guess, his second game back, he went up for a dunk and got blocked by the rim. And you thought, I think it was the Georgia game, and you thought, ooh, he's not, that knee's not ready yet, because he can dunk a basketball. And in that moment, it looked like maximum effort, and he didn't get up to dunk the basketball. He's back to full health, but they are not depending on him for scoring. He's not getting up many shots. But, I mean, he's productive. He's a 12-point-per-game guy. Where he's helping this team is physical defense, disrupting passing lanes, and being selective with when he attacks the basket. It is very interesting. I did not see him in this role for this team, but he is not the volume guy in this offense.
Let's talk a little bit more about Malik Dia, because, I mean, you see the line that he had against Alabama, and you're like, my goodness, what happened there? He's not the leading scorer for this Ole Miss team. He's way down the list on that. Is he a guy that, you know, it took some time to get used to the way SEC play and the way teams play at this level were going to be for him, and now he's starting to figure it out, and he's becoming a force?
Yeah, apparently he's doing different things. They're asking him to do different things than what he did at Belmont last year.
Right.
And apparently it's just taken him a while to kind of figure out, okay, I'm going to play the five, but I'm a stretch five, and this is what I need to do. You saw a non-conference play, there'd be random 5 minutes of, whoa, this guy's awesome. And then he would disappear. It'd be like these 5 minutes of brilliance where you saw so much potential, and then it just wouldn't last for 35 minutes. It would just be little spurts. For whatever reason, he's put it all together, and he's going to be a very difficult defend for anybody, because I don't think yet he's an NBA player. I don't know if the athleticism is there to be one, but he's got an NBA game, right? He can make outside shots, and for a State fan that hasn't watched Ole Miss play yet, he's a three-point shooter, a career 34% three-point shooter, so good at it.
Yeah,
he does not jump when he takes three-point shots. He is flat-footed and shoots flat-footed three-point shots. It is wild. But he's tall enough to where they don't get blocked. He gets away with it. But he can make outside shots. He can put the ball down and dribble and beat people off the dribble. He can make mid-range shots, and he's really good and skilled around the basket. He's got a great offensive skill set, and I don't know what it is that unlocked it, but he finally brought some attitude with that skill set and is physically matching up well. So that'll be a big challenge for State, because he's a difficult defend. He's going to draw State's bigs out to the three-point line and try to beat them off the dribble, because he can do it. So if they're able to limit that, though, and make somebody else beat them, they're going to have a really good chance, because to this point, you've had nice flashes from Padula and Morrell and Brakefield, and some of these guys have done nice things. None of them consistently the way Dia has so far in conference play.
If both teams play their best game on Saturday, who wins?
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably State. I think if State plays their best, I think they're going to win the game. Have we seen Ole Miss play their best yet? Which I know that's a dumb thing to say, because they just beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa, but they did it on one side of the ball. They did it because they forced Alabama only scored 64 points in the game. Ole Miss's shooting splits were not good. But yeah, I do think if State's healthy and they play their best basketball and Hubbard starts taking smarter shots and they don't shoot, what was it, 12% from three, yeah, like they did at Auburn, I think State's going to win this game on Saturday.
One last question. You know, we do this all the time with football, but we'll bring it to basketball. We talk about an X factor, right? You know, we're not going to talk about Morrell or Brakefield or Padula. Who's somebody on that Ole Miss bench or somebody in that roster that could be a different? You know, it could be. I go back a year ago with T.J. Caldwell having a huge game in Oxford. I mean, he had his career game, and that was a big reason why Ole Miss was able to get the win over State in Oxford. Who could that player be for Ole Miss this weekend?
Dre Davis, I think he's the guy that is going to get the Cam Matthews assignment as well for Ole Miss. He's a big guard. He's a 6'6", really long guard, really athletic. And he can score some too. But again, in this, for whatever reason, this team, they're not highly productive offensively for whatever reason. But Dre Davis is long. He's athletic. He's a good defender. I think that's going to be the guy that's going to get the Cam Matthews assignment, and he's the one that is – he and Mekeil Brown-Jones, who should be back for this game for Ole Miss, we'll see. But that will be the guy. If Ole Miss wins, I think Davis is going to have a good day because I think he's their best option that is physically equipped to play with Cam Matthews and can do similar things that Matthews does, you know, rebounding, defense, being able to switch. That's what Ole Miss does defensively as well, Elias. They switch. Everybody switches constantly because they have guys that can do it. Davis is the one, though, that I think that they're going to try to keep on Cam Matthews for 40 minutes.
Massive game at the Humphrey Coliseum. I believe this is the first time ever both teams have been ranked playing this game. That is an incredible stat, if true. I need to do a little more research, but I'm pretty sure that that's accurate.
A lot of pressure on the Bulldogs, I think, in this one, huh?
A lot of pressure on State. And you talked about free shots on Tuesday's show. Mm-hmm. And I sort of pushed back at that a little bit. I was like, you know, these teams, they need to play well. State did not, and then Ole Miss goes and gets the win. Now Ole Miss really has a free shot. Whatever happens, happens. You don't want to lose to State because it's your rival. But at the same time, if you're 5-1, who cares?
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, coming back with A&M at home, too, on Wednesday of next week, you're fine.
Yeah, you should be okay. State, on the other hand, it's too early to say must win, but need to win is definitely the case for Mississippi State in this one. We'll talk a lot more about it on Sports Talk Mississippi on Thursday and on Friday. Please tune in for those shows. That's where you can find Michael Borky and, of course, the Rebel Report podcast as well. Thanks, buddy.
Of course. And y'all be nice to me. I'm nice to you.
It's true.
That was so lame.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.